Can you tell us where we're standing at this rather unprepossessing, looks like a bit of a car park?
It does look a bit like a car park, but actually this is Harwich's old naval shipyard. This is where they built some of the greatest warships of the day. As you said quite rightly before, it does look very industrial, and that's because it is what it is. It's a working dock. And exports lorries, and I mean today we can see some JCBs and some tractors and some Land Rovers, and these are all being transported to Scandinavia and continental Europe. Back in the 17th, 18th century, even before that, what's rather nice at this modern day sort of dock is that they've still got a board up, which obviously shows you the list of the ships that they'd built at the old naval shipyard, one of which was the HMS Conqueror. And the HMS Conqueror is quite a famous ship, actually, although the one ship that that most would associate with the Battle of Trafalgar would be the Victory, which was obviously Lord Nelson's flagship. But the Conqueror was an important ship in that battle as well. And it was actually the ship that eventually took the surrender of the French following the battle. You can see on the board there that it was built here in Harwich in 1801, and it's got 74 guns and it's 854 tons. You can also see the John Darby Bell. That was cast in 1666 at the height of the naval shipyard's prominence, and it used to ring the shipbuilders to work. You know, I suppose a bit like a sort of like a klaxon, get to work, get to work. Up until 1927, when the bell disappeared, sort of mysteriously, nobody really knew where it went. And then a few years later, the MP for Harwich, Mr. Pybus, he discovered it in a London antique shop purely by chance, and he brought it and presented it to the town.